Hello?
Hello, this is Ash.
Hey, how's it going, Ash? This is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I know you're pretty busy over there, and you know it's likewise over here, so I just need a few seconds of your time. I'm just trying to follow up here. We specialize in equipment financing and working capital. I'm just trying to see what you have going on right now that needs some financing.
I definitely need some equipment.
Okay, what kind of equipment are you looking for?
Actually, I need some trucks and some test gear. I need some trucks, some test gear, and a man lift in Arizona.
So trucks, said test gear, and then what was that last one again?
A JLG, a man lift.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, let's see here. So when do you need that by?
Soon, whenever I can do it.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. How long have you been thinking about picking these pieces of equipment up for?
60 days.
Okay, so it's been quite some time now.
Yeah.
Got it. And are you thinking about getting those new or used?
Doesn't matter. I mean, as long as it's... the man lift kind of scares me about getting a used one because you're putting people up in the air. So it'd have to be pretty good. It'd have to have rating and certifications to guarantee that my guys aren't going to fall out of the sky. Right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's pretty important, right?
Yeah, that would have to be a... Yeah. I have a boom truck now, but my boom truck's in Texas.
Okay,
got it. I
have
work for it here in Texas. I have work for it here in Texas. Well, and I have a man basket. It's pretty good, but I don't want to send it to Arizona. Arizona, honestly, I could get anywhere up to $2,000 a day for it right now.
Okay, wow. Well, that's pretty good. All right, here. How about this, Asha? I'm still a little new here, so let me pass you over to a more senior member that's going to be able to get you the best information on all the stuff that you need right now. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right, cool. Just give me just one moment. He'll be right on the phone with you. Hi, is this Ash?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Ash, my name's Sam. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Hey, so I see you're talking to Russell here. He's still pretty new, so I thought I'd jump on and try to give you a little feedback here. Tells me you're looking for a couple pieces of equipment. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay, nice. So I see it says some trucks, some test gear, and a lift. What kind of trucks are you looking at?
Work trucks. They're works. I have a cell tower construction company.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice. Now, is this all just kind of like a wish list here? Are you actively out shopping around looking for it right now?
Well, I mean, I have a bunch of trucks that I'm fixing. You know, I have a fleet already, right? But I need some new ones because I have new work. So, it's a whole different. It's a whole different type of setup. So, right now, I keep my minimum base. I try to anyway, right?
Uh-huh.
I try not to mess with it. So I need the new equipment. So I just started looking for financing about 50 days ago. I've had a bunch of offers. I haven't liked them because they're a little bit too high for me and be able to pay the, they weren't tied to equipment. They were just kind of like every time someone talks to you, they make you all these promises and it's basically an MCA.
Oh, so you're getting cash loan offers to take some equipment on.
Right. And I ain't doing that. Yeah, no, thank you.
No, I gotcha. Okay. So for the trucks, how many are you looking for, and what's the total amount that it's looking like?
Well, this is the interesting part, right? I can grow as fast as I get the trucks. So I would, I need two trucks in the next 2 weeks, right?
Okay.
To add two new crews. And then I would do it every time because of the pay cycles or net 30, right?
Uh-huh.
Net 30 to net 60. I would add, depending on how much work is each one, it's a formula on a spreadsheet. Because I don't want to get I don't want to get tits over my heels, right? You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, you got to go at the right pace.
Right.
Okay.
But the JLG, the man list, I could put one or two of those to work in Arizona right now and have them working a minimum of $1,000 a day each, minimum, right?
Uh-huh.
Every day of the week, including Saturdays and Sundays. Anyway, up to $2,000 a day, right? So those are big ticket items, right? And
yeah,
I
absolutely.
Can't use one, but I'm nervous about used ones because you're putting people up, 80 feet, 120 feet in the air.
Sure.
And if it tips, falls, breaks, you got problems.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's precious cargo there. You gotta have everything in line, so don't want to take chances with a new. Okay.
So you get one short one that goes 80 feet, and then you get another one that goes 120 feet, and then that's it.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right.
The 120 footer. I have a boom truck here that goes up to 153, but that's in Texas, right?
Uh huh.
I don't want to move my boom truck from Texas all the way out to Arizona because I need it here because I do stacking of towers out here.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you're looking for some additional equipment then. All right. Now. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. So how long have you been in business?
The Alpha Networks has been in the tower industry for about a year, right? We acquired all the assets of another company, including the employees and equipment and everything. We didn't want their tax ID for various reasons we don't need to get into. So that company has been in business for 12 years, right? So we have all their financials. We can use whatever we want. We use their MSAs because I didn't want to touch their tax ID. I have exclusive rights to with everything there.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry, I'm kind of new to it. Did you say, so there's Excel, and that's been in place for about a year, and then there's Alpha Networks that has been around longer, and you acquire their assets?
Excel's assets. I acquired Excel's assets. They were 12 years. Alpha Networks acquired Excel's assets, chattel papers, everything except the tax ID, everything. Right? Did not want that.
Okay. All right. And as far as the ownership goes, are you the 100% owner? What's that look like?
No, I'm 81.
Yeah. 81, okay. What's the other 19 look like? Is it split up between multiple people, or is it...
It's an LLC split up between other people.
Okay. All right. And then how about as far as your personal credit goes? What does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
My credit score is like 690 to 703 between the three places.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, yeah, that puts you in a position that you should be able to get some traditional equipment financing. I'm not sure who you've kind of gone through in the past where you're getting the cash loan offers. That's usually what that is a backup to when you can't get traditional financing, right? Obviously, it costs more for unsecured financing. The equipment's going to be collateral, lets you get better rates, right?
So what had happened is a friend of mine introduced me to one guy, right? So I get introduced to one guy, and I filled out the paperwork because I've known the guy for a long time, and he owns a cash advance company out of Florida, right? That's where I grew up. So I filled out the paperwork, and I'm getting hit with these cash fucking loans. Like, everybody swears it's not a cash loan, and they're talking 6% rates. That's as good as I'm going to get from any bank. So everybody tells me this hook, line, and sinker bullshit story, and then they come back with, well, you're going to get a rate of 1.12 and this. I'm like, look, I know what this is. I did investment banking for years. I'm not interested in that. You wasted weeks of my time, right? It's stupid. But I guess I could. I have relationships with other banks. I could go do it. I don't know. I thought, like, people at the equipment loan business, Wells Fargo getting themselves in trouble, and that's where my banking relationship has been since 1989. So that's
Okay. Yeah, you know, sorry, I'm still putting everything together here. Now, yeah, it definitely seems that we should be able to get some equipment options for you. Now, I think I'm actually familiar with Alpha Networks. Are you guys...
I know, because Todd Bergeron was doing something with somebody over there.
I had spoken with Todd a number of times. Yeah, we have a couple options for him there. So I actually know your business. So
I know, that's why I was laughing. I saw a bank in Cardiff. I'm like, I'm getting cold calls. Because Russell's like, hey, I tried your office. I know that Todd was talking to you guys.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I sat down here. I actually worked on the file with Todd. So I see Excel, and then you just mentioned Alpha, and I couldn't believe it. So I know you guys, yeah. Now, as far as, okay, let's talk about the equipment that we're looking to get, because we can get some options in place for you. So we got a long little list here. If we prioritize this, are you looking for the trucks first or the lift?
To be honest, the lift will make, it's tough to call, right? Because they're both revenue producing the second I get them, but the difference is the pay terms that I'm doing them under. Like, I have net 21 pay terms for the man lift, and I have net 30 pay terms for the trucks, but the trucks are for crews, right? And
yeah.
The crews, I think I'll make more money with the man lifts, right?
Okay.
And I think the money I make with the man lifts, depending on what your rates are, right, would be the money that I would use to pay back everything else. But the man lifts are kind of expensive. You know, they're 50 to 80 grand, right?
Yeah,
if you get
yeah.
two of those, If I get two of those, I'm making $2,000 to $3,000 a day. Period. End of story.
Nice.
Every day of the week, seven days a week.
Have you budgeted for a monthly output for the man lifts? For you know how much you'd be able to put as toward payments for them?
Yeah, that's if I have them, then I could put payments towards them, right? Because I don't. Right now, AT&T gives us the man lifts, right?
Uh huh.
And they don't charge us. They don't charge us for it. But if I go ahead and I put the man lift in place, right?
Yeah.
If I put the man lift in place, I get paid for it. So it's to me, whatever it is, it's found money.
Oh, it's worth it,
right?
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's found money. Right. So all I have to do is cover the insurance, which I have my $10 million umbrella and all that other shit. So I don't have a whole lot of insurance to worry about. What I'd have to do is I have to have a CDL driver and a man lift certified rated guy. So let's say he goes between $18 an hour and $18 an hour and $24 an hour, right? That's my only real expense with that. That's it.
Oh, nice. So, I mean,
and the gas,
theoretically,
right,
so you get this in place, it's going to cash flow itself.
And not only that, it'll cash flow itself. And if I have a good enough deal, it'll pay for all my other fixed costs in Arizona. And then everything else with the cruising is all gravy.
All right. Yeah, no, I see it. I see it. Now, you know, if we can get financing in place for you, how soon are you able to get a man lift?
They're sitting around right now. They're out there. Yeah, man lifts are quick.
Now, do you think you could get a quote for one? Because I could get you some options pretty easily with it.
If you want to get me some, and I'll go to mine, and we'll see which ones are better, right? That doesn't matter. I have some quotes for them.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so it looks like Russell has an email address here, ash@excelinc.com. Is that the best email for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have him send over an email with the application that we would need and then just a list of what we need from you. It'll basically be the application, some bank statements, and the quote. From there, we can, you know, go over some options, get something in place, and then move on, try to do some trucks after that.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, perfect. So I'll have him send it over right now. You know, if you have any other questions, you're going to have his direct contact information. Go ahead, give him a call. I'm right here. I can jump on all the time.
All right, perfect. Thanks. Good meeting you.
All right, you too, Ash.
All right, thanks.